Welcome back, folks. Good morning. Happy Friday. And let's talk about what is going on in a world where insane no longer quite qualifies to describe everything that we're seeing. As a matter of fact, hardly even begins to describe it. But there is certainly a lot to talk about. We do not have David Justice this morning, but I do have Randy Yarborough with me. This is Mark Hall. Both of us here in, well, it's been cloudy of late, at least on this side of the divide a lot. We'll come back to that and talk about it, too, because I think there's some more weather weirdness that's on the agenda as well. But Randy, let me say good morning to you. How you doing, and what's at the top of your can you believe it list today?
Oh, let's see. Well, there's, well, well, Mark, the headline is they've declared peace throughout all the world. We're all at peace now. And we're quietly shooting everyone opposed.
Yeah, only this time around, Randy, I don't think it's all that quiet. They're shooting people loudly. They want the fear effect. They want the herd to be outright afraid of what they intend to do to them.
Yes, cause a stampede. Head to the cliff. Here we go. It's just, well, it's beyond, you know, we got a two-tiered justice system here. That, you know, Russiagate and all this is taken after Trump. And so I was reading an article in the Epoch Times here about, FBI wasn't really after any kind of classified documents or anything else. It's okay for Hillary Clinton to have them on a private email server and anything else, you know, but, actually what they were after was the documents and evidence he's put together about the fraud of the Russiagate and his RICO suit. He's filed a RICO suit against Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, Comey and Strzok and Page and McCabe, all in the conspiracy to, take him down. And that's what they were after. They're just protecting their communist bosses. That's what they're doing.
Well, you're right. And, of course, there is the other agenda here, too, which is to say, look, we can target a president. We can violate the law. We don't need no stinking warrant. Or if we do, we'll simply get it from our pocket Epstein guy who will sign anything for us if we squeeze him a little bit. Talk about a conflict of interest, an apparent, obvious conflict of interest. On every front, Randy, there's some true nasty coming down here. Let me throw out one other story. This is going to sound like a Tasmanian downshift, a complete shift to a different direction, but I'm going to suggest it's not. I talked about this on the news yesterday from Hal Turner. The military, according to some of the special forces ops and some internal scuttlebutt, is being told that special forces, and now it turns out that it looks like others too, they're being told to turn in their Carl G's, which are Carl Gustav recoilless rifles, an indispensable piece of equipment to Special Forces team. Why? Because they're being sent to Ukraine. And the operators who are being told to turn all these things in are saying things like, we're being played. You know, you've got to be effing kidding me. This is effing retarded. Are we just conceding all the conflicts for the next 10 years? What's going on here is, on the one hand, they're disarming the U.S. military. It hasn't been really designed to defend the country for a long time. You've got traitors like Lloyd Austin that are saying, hey, we're going to undermine what we call military readiness by poison poking everybody. The good ones will leave. The stupid ones will take the poke, and they'll probably end up dying. And bottom line, we're going to destroy unit cohesion and the ability of the military to function. Oh, yeah, let's just ship their armaments overseas, too. This is almost, I guess it's a little bit faster. It's more of an accelerated version of what they did in Afghanistan. And then on the other hand, we have the IRS, the standing army, the 87,000 new troops being sent hither to harass our people and eat out their substance. So what we're seeing, Randy, on every front is an acceleration of an obvious, no longer even denied war. Now, by the way, the constitutional definition of making war against the people in the states is called treason. But that's where we're at. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've had treason taking place in this country for, 100 years, you know. the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve Act in 1913, and they went into operation in 1914, was treason against the people because the Congress was supposed to supply an honest money system, the people's money system. But here we are again. Nothing new under the sun. We let the bankers take over the country. Oh, seems like there was a guy back 2,000 years ago that put together a whip and chased them out of the temple. Praise the Lord. Yeah, here we are again. But no, we're disarming the military. We're putting them on the sick list by keeping continuing to jab them with the poison poke. So, well, when the military's decimated and no one's here, the Chinese will just calmly walk across the border, as 5 million have since Biden's been in office. They estimate 5 million illegal aliens have crossed the border since Biden's been in office.
Invaders is the
right
word.
So here we are.
It's an invasion.
Yes.
It's a massive invasion. Well, let me go to this one. There's two stories I want to toss out on the table. I've already alluded to it, so have you. The hiring spree at the IRS. Going to get 87,000 new Gestapo. And this is not just the largest ever expansion of a government agency. This is a piece from the Epoch Times. It's the biggest expansion of the domestic police state, the standing army, in American history. The IRS's, the enforcement arm for the Federal Reserve already collects $4.1 trillion every year. That's $12,300 from each of the turnips that are having the blood taken out of them. And they need 80 battalions of new IRS cops. And again, this is why they're disarming the military that's supposed to defend the country, they're bringing these people on board to destroy it. Now, here's the related piece. Guess who they have picked to oversee the general, if you will, for these stormtroopers against Americans. It's a woman named Nicole Flax, who, as it turns out, was front and center at the targeting scandal against conservatives back, if you remember, when the dog ate Lois Lerner's homework. Her emails all disappeared too, and Gateway Pundit has a story up today saying this is what you got to understand. The IRS official Nicole Flax was the one who essentially, other than the high profile people who fell on their swords, not very much because they're not in jail, was the one involved in targeting conservatives. There were hundreds of groups that were right of center targeted, five pro-Israel groups, constitutional groups, groups that criticized the Obama regime, pro-life groups, one 83-year-old Nazi concentration camp survivor, a 180-year-old Baptist paper, a Texas voting rights group, and Tea Party donors, 10% of them were audited, and so forth. IRS commissioner at the time, John Koskinen, testified before Congress and told Jason Chaffetz that Lois Lerner's emails were archived. It would take a long time to retrieve them. Have you ever heard about that? And it turns out that this particular woman whose emails were lost has now been named the head honcho to handle the 87,000 new Gestapo and send them hither and attack people. She's the perfect pick, writes the Gateway Pundit, for Big Brother to target and destroy any conservative voter in America.
Oh, God.
Not like we haven't seen this before.
Yes. And another one from the Epoch Times on this is that, let's see, there was a promise that no new taxes on anyone making below $400,000. Wow, okay.
Minimum wage coming up real quick, though.
That takes out a whole lot of people. But now it looks like, with all of the new Gestapo jackbooted thugs, the minions of Satan that walk in men's bodies that will be released on the American people, it looks like what they're talking about here is that they will probably go after folks that have claimed on their taxes the earned income tax credit. Well, that's most of the people out there making less than $50,000. And you know, the tax credit on they're claiming on their children, etc. All of these, you know, it's in this article, it says these folks are low hanging fruit. We don't have to do much because, well, they can't afford the tax accountant and the attorneys to defend them against this tyranny. So, you know, they'll just, we looked at your, Mr. Jones, we looked at your tax return, and it seems that, well, you earned $2 over the limit here to qualify for this tax credit. Now we want it back, plus interest and penalties.
And if you don't like that, we're going to steal your house, shoot your dog, and take everything you have. And by the way, we're going to disarm you. We're going to come after you for the red flag laws. And don't think for a second, folks, that all of these things aren't on the horizon. Literally every evil thing that we've seen is now coming back one way or another, and it's being deployed en masse against Americans.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Congress comes back here, the Congress critters, the Democrat communists coming back here after their, quote, August break and out there. So they're going to be, they're going to be jumping at the, frothing at the mouth, trying to pass their agenda as far as stacking the Supreme Court, D.C. statehood, Puerto Rico statehood, what else? Oh, absolute total gun ban and all of this before the November elections. Because, well, it looks like maybe the American people have woken up and the polls are showing that, who are you people that think you can just do this to us? And so, you know, we'll see what happens. So one of the things we got to do is keep the pressure on. Keep the pressure on. Say, no, we're not going to consent to this. We're not going to be part of this. You know, off you go.
Let me ask you a difficult question, Randy. I know we've had discussions along these lines before, but do you really still believe there will be a November election, at least anything real, as opposed to just a facade that people go through? And they think they put a ballot in a box, and they think it's going to get counted, and ha-ha, it was swamped by the 100,000 extras that were stuffed in there when you weren't looking and weren't allowed to look, and besides which the electronic counts were rigged anyway. So color me skeptical. I'm just curious. Go ahead.
I think this is our last chance at it. I think that there is enough people awakened to it. You know, as I run across people, talk to them and ask them, it was rigged. We can't do that. We can't put up with that again. So I think I'm just praying, that Mark, that the Lord moves in a mighty way here, and awaken the people to what's going on.
Well, I think he is, Randy. On that score, we're in agreement. I think he is doing so, and people are realizing what's going on, and they don't like it. But the question is, are they going to go ahead and do anything about it, or are they going to go, sit back and say, oh, well, I pulled the lever, that's it, and I guess, all the people that we wanted to vote for lost by 2-1 margins? I didn't think that was going to be the case, but I guess it must be true, because CNN's telling me so. So, again, color me skeptical. I think we're going to see a lot of things come down, and that will be distractions and attempts to make sure that whatever happens at the polls, it won't matter. Let me throw out two more stories. This is going to tie some things together. It's not just in the United States that this is going on. Both of these come from the counter signal, and they have to do with other places, other communist regimes. One is Canada, where there's something called, the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Canada, the EC Cubed. They're building a new facility in Winnipeg, Well, it'll house a firearms armory, because you peons aren't allowed to have any. Interrogation rooms, Octung, you will submit. Biological labs, controlled quiet rooms, and intelligence facilities. Basically, it's all about saying we're going to put the climate police in place in Canada, and just like the IRS in America, our standing army is going to say, you better shut up and go along. Meanwhile, in France, they have openly launched, under Macron, Breitbart's reporting, and I guess they're pikers, they've only got 3,000 new green police officers to go after those who violate all the massive new numbers of green-related criminal climate crimes up there. And we must improve the work of judicial investigation, said the guy who is the head of the Central Office for the Fight Against Damage to the Environment, that's going to run the 3,000 new green police posts. The climate change police force, he said, will be a revolution. So, Randy, the point is, this is not just a U.S. Deep state agenda. It's a worldwide. And I'll say, we both know who they serve. This is nothing short of satanic. This doesn't happen without a coordination of some kind at a global level, and it's pretty clear. You can look at the fruit, see who these people serve. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, then they turn around in California yesterday, and the legislature passed a bill that there will be no new fossil fuel vehicles sold in California by 2035. So, I'm sure that makes the automobile industry happy. It sure makes the Chinese Communist Party happy, because they supply most of the rare earth minerals and everything else to fire up and run these electric vehicles. Yeah, okay. And at the same time, we're going to shut down all of the coal plants, and we're going to shut down all the natural gas plants, and it should be real interesting come that time when there's the freeways in California are all gridlocked because there's a whole bunch of cars that ran out of juice.
Well, let me put it this way, Randy. I don't think the intent here, as much as there's talk about all these selling in these electric cars, the intent is not to sell electric cars. The intent is not to sell any cars. And the intent is to say, okay, you can't have a car, you peon, you can't afford it. I saw a story yesterday that the new electric Humvee, and now they're talking about these new electric pickup trucks that will go, if you don't put a load on them, they might go 80 miles. You can maybe go to grandma's house if she lives on the other side of town and probably not get back. But you ready for this? To do that, to plug these suckers in to a, massive power grid substation costs $100 per fill-up just for the electricity. This is the kind of stupidity that they're not talking about. And the other thing that they don't talk about, and this is why, as an engineer, it really frustrates me that people have been so dumbed down, they don't understand basic engineering. The system that is being built cannot be built, because there is not enough power on planet Earth to run the grid if everybody got an electric car. They don't intend to do that. They intend to shut the grid down, and you'll not have anything to drive. And that's the real simple answer here. Go ahead. It's about controlling all travel.
Wow. Something just popped here. A major investment. We can make millions, Mark. Investing in bicycle companies. Yeah, we'll start our own.
You're late to that party. It's already been talked about. And some of the people that are pushing this are those early investors in bike companies. You have to fuel the body that runs the bicycle with something, and they're going to make sure there's no beef or chicken, so you're going to have to run on cricket-powered bicycles if they get their way.
Or GMO soybeans and corn. That's even better.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Because then you won't last as long.
GMO wheat, GMO everything. Yeah, there we go. Here's another little report on that a whole bunch of Germany's crops could fail this fall because of the drought. And we take that into England, and England's telling their folks, hey, you better be prepared for this winter because, well, we may have a huge food shortage. So, well,
we're talking about brownouts in Spain. Germany is basically toast, stick a fork in it. It's pretty well clear to everybody that's been paying attention that this winter is going to be a really nasty cold winter in most of the European Union, but especially in places like Germany, some of the northern European countries that simply don't have any way to heat themselves. You can expect the forests, such that are left, to be cut down. And they've been doing the Obama thing over there, too, for years, and that is either noticing what's going on and cutting wood or recognizing, oh, we got to get rid of those wood stoves. Remember what Obama did years ago in preparation for the coming cold winter. They offered money to turn in old wood stoves, the good old Franklin stoves, the pot-bellied stoves and so forth that were inexpensive and cheap and available in antique stores and general stores. They're not available anymore. And you can buy a fancy $3,000 unit, but they took the old ones, they paid to have them destroyed, knowing full well that when the time came, people wouldn't be able to heat their houses. This has been going on a long time.
Yep.
We've been talking about it. I quote that A-Team line, you know, I love it when a plan comes together. And that's what we're seeing, is the plan coming together. On every front, the intent is to kill. And, the Mashiach had it right. The adversary, and that would be the people that are doing this, they come but to steal, to kill, and destroy. He comes. But they serve the same Ha Satan. We got about 2 minutes before the break.
Yes. It's, the war is on every level now. You know, it used to be here and then there and then, but they are attacking on every level. And, it's just, Lord, wake the people up to what's happening, especially the slumbering church that is waiting here to for you to come, Lord, and take them out of here, and they will see no tribulation, they will see no persecution, everything is fine. We sit here in our pew and wave our arms, and everything is going to be fine.
Don't have to do anything.
Well, they're going to...
Yep. I said the prayer once
and
done.
We don't have to stand. We don't have to stand and be witnesses. That's what we are. We're
overcomers
to the truth.
Let me throw out one...
The truth is...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, before we get to the break here, this fits so well. For years, I have pointed out on the Torah teachings that if there's something that the Scripture says is an abomination to Yah, do not do it. Like a man lying with a man as with a woman. They will not only do it, they will mandate it, they will teach it to your children, they will subsidize it, and then they'll tell you that unless you not only allow it, but support it openly and have your little gay flags and stuff, you're evil and we're going to come and do away with you. So we're taking over. I've looked at the Bible and I said, okay, look at all of the things that were called abominations that are now being taught in the schools. Well, there's one that I've noticed has been left off the list and said, you can expect this to come. Well, here we go. This story comes from Natural News out of Germany, where they are now talking about adding a new letter to LGBTQ. Now, I've already said the thing that's left is bestiality. Okay, you've got to have sex with dogs and cats and horses. And that's going to be taught to kids, too. But no, it's not going to be that quite. The new movement is called to decriminalize humans having sex with animals, which they call zoophilia. So now the goal will be to have LGBTQ+Z. And there you go. Randy, is there anything left that they haven't done that's an abomination and haven't taught to kids? I guess if there's...
No. And then, we just not too far. Well, we're on our break.
We'll
get to this when we get back.
Thank you.
All right. We are back, folks. In some respects, it's kind of a disgusting day, but hey, there's been a lot of that lately. Still, the Bible tells us, the Mashiach tells us, know the times and the seasons, don't be caught unaware, like by the thief in the night. You can see what's happening with the fig tree. There are any number of parables that make the same point. We are supposed to be watching out and paying attention. It's just that sometimes when we see the times and the seasons, we recognize the level of evil there, and we tend to recoil in horror, but hey, remember too, look up for your redemption draweth nigh. We are told, Randy mentioned this, that we're supposed to stand, and having done all to stand, we're supposed to be overcomers. There are requirements, things we should be up to in times like this. So that's why we talk about some of these things that aren't particularly, well, they're certainly not edifying to kids that are going to end up being taught them in schools, but I guess the point is, maybe the parents who care about their kids, actually love them, should get them, and I'll say it, get them the hell out of those schools before it's too late. Because no doubt, real soon now, as we talked about before we went to break, we're going to see zoophilia. They don't call it bestiality. Zoophilia sounds so much better, right? It's phobic if you're bad for not liking it. And it's philly, that means love, if it's love is love, and if it's love that's perversion, according to Scripture, abomination. Anyway, Randy, I know you had a comment, got interrupted there. Go ahead.
Oh, just that we're supposed to be witnesses. To stand up. That's what a witness does, is to state the evidence, state the facts. And the facts are, folks, the world has gone insane. We're to stand up and say, no, what you're doing is an abomination before God. And you will pay the price, and it's a warning. It's a warning. You will pay the price if you do not repent. So, that's our job.
Yep. And by the way,
if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, and you're following him, and you're being led by the Holy Ghost, you need to stand. Another little thing that on Natural News there was, if there's anyone out there, you know, you're in the medical needing medical treatment, or you're going to have an operation and you're going to need blood or anything else, there's a study out of Italy now and South Korea where they're looking at the blood of the people that have been vaxxed, especially if you've been quadruple vaxxed. And now, you know, they're talking of a fifth one, a sixth one. Oh, they're talking about one every 6 months. That if you have not been vaxxed, be very, very cautious about any kind of a blood transfusion, because it seems the vaxxed people, their blood is tainted now with, quote, strange metallic acting particles of different sizes, and they take it to graphene oxide.
I'll be honest.
Just a little note there. If your folks are looking at a medical operation or anything else where you're going to have blood, maybe you better get in there and give your own.
Amen. Well. And since you mention it, and I've kind of sort of talked about this on the air before, most of the listeners know that I was in the hospital a little over a year ago with what looks like the biological attack. But no doubt about it, Randy, I had discussions with the doctors. Far and away, my biggest concern was that, yes, I needed a blood transfusion. It was that or you know what. And that was my concern, because they were not testing. Couldn't tell me, is the blood untainted or not? Oh, don't worry about it. Well, go pound salt. But the point is, you don't have a lot of choice when you're already there. And it is. It's a big concern. My take in hindsight is prayer. And we can pray that the things that were intended for poison will not be. And I urge everybody, if you have loved ones that have taken the poison poke, and I would ask for prayer too. Those of us that had to have transfusions, pray that the people that that gave blood, they thought they were vaccinated, but maybe they were blessed enough to have the placebos instead. And if not, perhaps prayerfully he can protect us from the poison that's in there. Randy, I want to throw one other story out. This is a related story, I think. This is from Lance Johnson, Natural News, and it says the Society of Actuaries Research Institute, SOA. These are people that do actuarial research for life insurance companies and the like, and they were looking at excess mortality during the pandemic. We've already talked about this, especially during the emergency use vaccine rollout, and guess what? Huge numbers of people, way out on the statistical, it couldn't possibly have happened by accident curve, were dying. Excess mortality. And the data set includes 2 million claims worth over $93 billion in premium. Excess mortality data was shocking. The first was that young and middle-aged individuals died at a rate of over 200% in the third quarter of 2021. What they should have after they were coerced into taking the poison poke. Now, this is the one that's interesting. Why? Because we already knew that people who took the poke were dying at high rates. It's that red states, and I don't like that term, but states that voted for Republicans saw extreme excess mortality just short of 200% after the vaccine rollout. In other words, sure looks like the red states were getting the nastiest of the poison poke doses. And we've already known that there are some doses and some batches of doses that were far deadlier than others. And guess what? They were shipping those to places where they knew people needed dying. I can't say that I'm even remotely surprised, but at least finally the information's coming out. Go ahead.
Well, the evil is beyond beyond belief. The communist takeover, the satanic takeover of this nation, and we have the church silent in all this. Hey, but one good thing, Fauci is going to retire. Yes.
He's going to go get his honoraria. He's going to go out and get $100,000 for speaking engagement so people can watch the little gnome lie. If there's anything that's disgusting, that's got to be at the top of that list, honestly.
And, well, I was speculating, is the heat building there in the kitchen to the point of, I better get out of here before and get on my plane to Paraguay or, Ecuador or wherever where they don't have an extradition treaty.
I honestly do think it's no coincidence that he chose the time immediately after the election and before the inauguration of whatever happens next, because I guess I would say it boils down one of two ways. Either the election is rigged to high heaven and everybody knows it, in which case Fauci is probably at risk showing his tyrannical, satanic face on the street, or if the Republicans come in, they'll probably put him in an orange jumpsuit. At least they should, and he knows it. So either way, he's got a date certain and an expiration date.
Yes. Yeah. But there'll be another Fauci to take over and be appointed, just like you mentioned in the earlier story of the IRS gal, and now in charge of the swarm of officers sent out to eat out our substance.
It's nothing
new under the sun.
On that score, Randy, I've got a couple other things I want to throw into the mix this morning. There are a number of conservative pundits out today, Mike Adams among them, several others, saying, uh-oh, look, they have flipped the narrative. And we all knew this was going to happen. And even Alex Jones, to his credit, has come out and said, I'm not going to support this scumbag, Trump. He didn't call him a scumbag. He said he was lied to, and unless he comes out and admits that he was lied to, why would anybody want to put this guy back in the White House? So he urged President Trump, either come out and admit that you were lied to, you were duped, like Bolsonaro did, and you repent, or the rest of us will pick somebody like DeSantis instead, who was duped for a while, but at least has the integrity to admit it. So there's that. Then there's the waste stream that now seems to be turning on Trump. That's not much of a turn. The turn is they want to throw him under the bus for the poison poke. Now that's interesting. Is Megyn Kelly is the woman at one of the three-letter agencies. She's very attractive and really evil, I think. But at least I saw some stuff online, a video of her overnight saying "F you, Fauci." So she too has realized that. That's at least a step in the right direction. Kind of makes me raise eyebrows. But here's the story I'm leading up to, Randy. This one ought to have people scratching their heads. The Center for Death and Control, right there at ground zero for telling people take the poison poke, be good little slaves, kill your kids. They have now admitted that most cases of monkeypox have been associated with sexual contact. Let's just say sexual contact that the Bible explicitly forbids even. And they say, as a result, therefore, the risk of monkeypox in the United States is really not all that high. As a matter of fact, let me put it bluntly, it's way overblown. There's nothing like the risk, of booga booga flu that you were so scared of with monkeypox. Now, what does this mean? Are they really, did they get a conscience? Are they coming out and admitting? I think what this means is they have to find themselves another candidate for the next epidemic that's going to scare people into taking whatever the next poison poke is. Go ahead.
Really? yeah. There was, I can't find it now, but there was one that the monkey pox is, it seems to be a sodomite
sure
disease. But,
You look at it appears in New
children.
York. It's in New York, and it's in San Francisco, and it's in Los Angeles. And it's in those enclaves there that are particularly bathhouse Barry kind of haunts in those places. And as a matter of fact, the only kids that ever got it had homosexual parents and probably who should be investigated for doing you know what to their kids. There's nothing secret here. It's just a matter of, they can't hide it anymore, so now how are we going to spin it to take advantage of it?
It's just, it's beyond belief anymore, Mark. It's beyond belief.
All right. Let me throw one more here. I've got the Megyn Kelly story. F. Fauci, good riddance, Fauci. The World Economic Foundation, WEF, has come out, a forum, and they have said, hey, we want to poison poke kids. No, I'm sorry. This time we want to implant microchips in them. This is from Robert F. Kennedy's site, The Defender. There are solid, rational reasons. Yeah, the hell with that Bible thing. We don't like that anyway. To implant microchips in kids. So they have said that the augmented reality technology that they're pushing has the ability to transform society and individual lives. So, yeah, whether kids like it or not, whether you parents like it or not, we're going to put this into them. Otherwise, maybe they won't even be allowed to buy or sell. Go ahead.
They're moving for that with the digital currency. We got to have this digital currency, and no more cash because, it's badges of what do they call it? Badges of honor, badges of fraud. That's it. That the IRS considers if you have fraudulent reserve notes in your pocket. They're fraudulent anyway, but now they admit they're badges of fraud. There we go. There we go.
Isn't that funny? And in fact, we've known this for 100 years. Well, those of us that have been alive for the better part of that anyway, know that these things were always fraud. They call them Federal Reserve notes. They're not really a note by the legal definition, the common law definition of a note. They're not redeemable for anything real and so forth. So it's funny that finally, when it comes time to replace it with the next fraud, they're going to tell you the last one was a fraud all along. It's just that we've been lying about it for a century. I guess you'd have to say Solomon was right, Randy. There's nothing new under the sun.
Absolutely. Let's see. Here's one. Zuckerberg of Two Facebook admits that... They censored the Hunter Biden laptop story for 7 days on request of the FBI.
Isn't
that funny? Here we are.
Who'd censored it for a year?
Here we are. And they're admitting it. They're admitting that, well, we're going to censor the news and we're not going to tell the folks the truth. So, folks, you just got to tune into this radio station and help keep it on the air.
It's interesting to see how many things on literally every front that you can imagine are finally coming out. And in so many cases, they're making things obvious that people have been told were conspiracy theories for years. Well, you've heard the old, it's not a real old joke, but it's a little old by now. What's the difference between a conspiracy theory and a fact? Answer, about 6 months. Only now it's down to about 3 months. Here's another one.
Yes.
Now, this one you and I can probably both relate to. I suspect you've seen what I've seen here, and that is after a dismally dry winter and early summer, all the way through there, all of a sudden the spigots of heaven opened, and we'll talk about why in just a second, and we have seen more rain in the last month and a half in this dry part of Colorado than we have had literally probably in the last couple of years combined, to the point where, we're ready for it to stop. Can't believe it. This is a semi-arid area. But anyway, here's a piece from Strange Sounds that does a really good job talking about some of the real science that's ignored, and they're asking, is it time to stop weaponizing the weather? Because we have had six rare, one in 1,000-year rain events in the United States over across the country in less than a month. Okay? You may have remembered hearing about some of these. July 26, 9 inches of rain fell in St. Louis in 24 hours. Flooding the place. There was flooding in Denver, flooding in Dallas, Texas, central Mississippi, eastern Illinois, eastern Kentucky, Death Valley saw incredible amounts of rain. And literally, by their standards, not as much as St. Louis, but incredible amounts of rain. It's almost like they turned the heart machine and said, move those fronts back north. We got to drive it into those other areas and convince people that something's changed, but we don't know what. Now, it's not enough to really put any kind of a dent in the drought. That's what all the reputable scientists are saying. But it is enough to try to convince people, ooh, climate is changing and we don't know why. And they're going to tell you it's man-made and, the steering is. It's just that the big changes aren't. What they're doing is they're moving the weather, they're moving the rain around and drying up some areas and flooding others. And the point is that way nobody gets enough, but everybody gets too much briefly. Go ahead.
Yes. So, and in those amount of rains, like around Dallas, that got 15 inches of rain in 24 hours, what has it done to the crops? What has it done to the agriculture? That's an open attack on our food supply.
Well, Randy, the beautiful part about this, the satanically evil part about this, the beautiful part if you're one of those who wants to kill lots of people is you can kill crops in one of two ways, right? Well, lots of ways. But when it comes to water, you can drought them out so that they dry and don't grow and then there's no crops, or you can flood them out. And if you have a certain amount of moisture in the atmosphere, you can literally do both. You can dry them out for a while, and then when they're just about down for the count, you can flood them out. And you can destroy different regions of the country. Aren't they clever? Isn't this wonderful? We can literally destroy what we want, and we can show people, oh, see, this is why you can't have a car in California. This is why you can't have nice things. This is why Obama tells Africans you can't have air conditioning. Air conditioning is for your politicians. Go ahead.
Yes. That's true. You can have air conditioning. You can go out there and collect the reeds and everything else and weave you a fan. There you go. See? Using the natural cycle of it all.
Here's the EPA. There's a quote from the EPA in this piece that I think helps to explain some of it. The top 10 years for extreme one-day precipitation in the last century, since 1910, have occurred since 1996. Okay. Now, what also has changed? Well, we've seen solar cycle changes, things that they're not going to tell you about. The sun, as any reputable scientist will tell you, has far more effect on Earth's climate than anything that man is doing. But what man is doing, again, is taking what's here and moving it around. And, of course, in the last year or so, we're seeing some dramatic changes. Not until lately, though, have we seen so many one-in-a-thousand-year flood events.
Yes. It's just, you know, and it's going to continue. One of the things they haven't done, though, and it's got the scientists scratching their head, is where's all these hurricanes that are supposed to be coming through? Hurricane season's winding down, and we haven't gotten these big hurricanes. Well, maybe they're looking at landicanes. There we go.
Are you, just out of curiosity, you're on the other side of the divide from me. Randy's about an hour and a half away, but there's an 11,000-foot pass in between us. Are you seeing a lot more rain this year than you normally get where you're at?
Yes, absolutely. This is, you know, the Lord is blessed. In fact, just a couple of hours ago, we had a nice little shower early in the morning. And that's, you know, that's kind of unheard of this time of year.
Yep.
Usually by this time of year, things are drying out. The grass is turning brown. The fire danger is accelerated. And so, here we are. The Lord's blessed.
And ultimately, I think the people that are steering these things are probably going to move it back here fairly soon, unfortunately.
Yes. Or they could decide, well, we're going to give you a winter, and you're going to end up with 7 or 8 feet of snow.
Honestly, that would be okay with me. We can deal with the snow because it'll give us a nice spring. And the nice thing about snow is it generally melts. Even when they're manipulating the weather, and even when the sun is cooling down, we're probably going to get a melt for the next couple of years. Beyond that, we'll have to wait and see. So I guess what we're saying, Randy, is there
yes.
is there is literally insanity on so many levels. The things that people can see, the things that are obviously man-made, like tyranny, like climate police and the IRS Gestapo and the FBI raiding presidents and trying to make sure that whatever happens, the election won't be honest. And when you catch us and you realize that we have just poisoned 100 million, 200 million people in the U.S., billions worldwide, because we want to kill them. We want them dead. And you start to figure all of that out, well, we're going to do something different. We're going to pull the ace in the hole that you didn't see coming. We're going to hit you with a flood event when you thought it was going to be dry. We're going to hit you with something that came out of left field when you were looking the wrong way because we distracted you with our propaganda on the media and so forth. So I guess what I will suggest, we've got about 30 seconds left today, and I'll let you take us out, is people not only have to be aware and watchful, they got to be literally thinking and understanding how evil works. Be wise as serpents and gentle as doves is the way it was put in Scripture, because the evil ones are pulling out the stops, and we have to stand and do what we need to. Go ahead, take us out.
And it's fear not, folks. Fear not. The Lord, over and over, the Old Testament, the New Testament, fear not. He is in control. None of this surprises him. He knows exactly what's going on, so we need to be in the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ, trust in Him, and to show us where to be and what to do.
All right. Well, thanks, Randy. Goodbye.